Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred is going to join us at 1:25. He was in Williamsport last night for the Little League Classic, the Pirates beating the Cardinals, splitting a four-game set with St. Louis. Ron, I think a smart move by baseball to create an event that engages young baseball players and young fans.
They're trying to build interest in the game, no question. And it seemed like it was a roaring success last night. And the thing that was neat to me is it seemed like the players liked it every bit as much as the kids did. Said they made them, McCutchen goes, these are kids. How do you not feel like a kid when you're around them? I thought it was a very neat touch.
MLB.com had this to say prior to the event last night. Manfred looks at the Little League Baseball Classic as a continuation of the effort to grow the sport among kids. I'm really excited to go back to Williamsport, Manfred said. I think Williamsport is a part of baseball. Broadly defined, it's a part of Americana. The opportunity to see our players interact with young people playing the game is going to be a great visual for Major League Baseball going forward. And I think that's exactly what happened last night.
I think it was a raving success, and I'm sure we're going to ask him about it, Manfred, when he's on with us at 1:25.
This is from baseball writer Tom Verducci, a Penn State grad who writes for Sports Illustrated, who's one of the best baseball writers in America. He had this to say about baseball's current situation. Quote, while the game prospers economically, baseball officials worry about where the sport is headed. They fret over internet polls that show they risk losing the next generation of fans as the pace of action slows in a technology-driven world that offers more diversions at a faster pace. Do you agree with that?
Yes. And I can tell you from a not-so-young perspective, Ruth Cook, my mother, has learned to love hockey. She'll watch the Steelers. She likes hockey the best. She says, I can't watch baseball. It's just too slow, too dull. She'll say, I'll turn it on in the top of the second inning, turn it off for 15 minutes, turn it back on, and they're still in the top of the second inning. And she's a little bit older.
Yeah.
And young people, I think, really have a hard time with an attention span. They have too many other things to do. I don't think there's any question baseball is worried about this. It's worried about diversity. African-American kids aren't playing the game like they used to. They're worried about a lot of things, and they're trying to reach out the grassroots level, and things like yesterday help. Certainly not the beat-all, cure-all, but I thought it was a very nice touch on baseball's part. And again, I think the players, were so willing to be a part of it, and that was really encouraging for me.
Do you find yourself losing interest in baseball?
Only because the Pirates, to me, winning these two games was way too little, way too late. I don't think they're going to catch the Cubs or the other teams ahead of them now. I don't have my passion for it that I used to, but if they started playing better baseball, I think I would come back to me pretty quickly. But I've always said baseball is my favorite sport. I've not had a problem with the pace of the game, but do I feel as strongly about that now? No, I don't.
So just to pinpoint here, if it's not Pirates-related, just your interest in Major League Baseball and the sport.
I won't tune in a Sunday night game to watch. Yankees-Boston are on, whatever, big rivalry. I mean, I might have it on in the background if I'm doing something at home or if I'm out having an adult beverage somewhere, but I won't be paying that much attention to it.
And was it different in the past?
A little bit. I'd watch more, but, you know, all these games start so late anymore.
That's another good question.
You know, I mean, I do this with football games, too, Monday night football games. I don't watch them because I'm usually out, not sleeping, but I'm in bed trying to sleep. before the game's over, and I want to know a result.
Right.
I don't want to watch a half when I know I'm going to bed and not know who wins.
Well, if the game starts at 8, but it goes 2.5 hours, you can deal with that. If the game starts at 8 and it goes 3.5 hours, which a lot of these games do, why even invest in it?
Exactly.
This is something that I'm going to go to Verducci again on this. Manfred threatened to unilaterally impose rule changes next year, which could include a limit on timeouts and a 20-second pitch clock. More on that. Players are taking 1.1 seconds more between pitches this year than last year. And that might not sound like a lot, but I continue. In just 1 year, that extra second has added 5 minutes and 28 seconds of dead time between pitches to an average game. So you factor that into all the commercials, all the pitching changes that get made, the fact that fewer and fewer balls are getting put in to play. There's less happening in a baseball game than ever before. So if there's...
what did Manfred say last year about length of game? It's like, what, dandelions? They just won't go away,
right?
The problem?
So, you know, I think with Manfred coming on with us next hour, and with this game in Williamsport, which I think the motive behind it is to continue to get kids and young people interested in baseball. Baseball's got a dichotomy going on right now where statistics show that more kids are playing baseball, but fewer kids are watching the sport. Participation levels are okay, but Ron, their audience, your mom being the exception, you know, their audience is an older one. So how do they fix that? And I want to pose the same question to our listeners that I put to you. Have you lost interest in baseball? 412-928-9370. I don't just mean because the Pirates don't spend enough money or the Pirates are under 500 and they're not that good of a team. And
that's what I want to ask Rob Manfred about, the number one call we get. The Pirates can't win the way the game is set up. And there's concern about the ownership here. They don't spend enough money. I'll be real eager to hear what he has to say about that.
Well, I wonder if the game is just less interesting to people today.
I love it. I'd say yes.
Is the game not as entertaining because of how slow it is, because of the way the game is played? We get people that call all the time and complain about the fundamentals of the game. Maybe that's part of it.
You know, I understand in today's, you know, everybody lives a fast lifestyle and, you know, they don't have time to invest in three and a half hour games. I've never been bothered by that, Andrew. I've always believed if it's a good game, I'll watch it for 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not a good game, I'll be tired of it an hour in.
Right.
And we've seen some of those, too.
And if the games are slower and slower and fewer balls are getting put into play and there's less activity, there's more pitching changes, there's more timeouts, there's more pitches taken for balls, there's more swings and misses, I think that adds to the fact that you're not, it doesn't keep your attention. It doesn't hold your interest. And if kids are, you know, if kids have the shortest attention spans, then they're affected by this the most.
And they're your next generation
right.
of fans.
How do you get young people to pay attention to a game that moves at a gradual pace? 412-928-9370. I mean, you can buy kids snow cones and play a game in front of them in Williamsport and have this really goodwill event that takes place, but how many kids are going to watch the game last night and say, you know, I'm in love with baseball? It's got to go deeper and go beyond that. It's a good start last night.
That was fun.
I was writing at the Steelers game.
I got to see a little bit of it. What I did see looked like it was awfully fun and just a great atmosphere there.
412-928-9370. Here's Steve. He's on the fan. Hi, Steve.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're pretty good.
Good. Hey, to point out the obvious, TV and the money they make off of TV drives everything. But there's a couple different things. Baseball is a great game, but you also play 162 of them. Well, I can cut out 3.5 hours every Sunday to watch a Steelers game. And I'm 32 years old, and what I found myself doing more and more and more is cutting the grass, helping around the house, taking care of my two boys, and listening to it. Because I don't have the time for a four-game home series against the Cardinals to sit down and watch every pitch.
So is it the number of games or how long those games are?
I think it's both. You know, I'll sit down and watch them if it's Garrett Cole thrown or a good matchup. And, you know, the pace doesn't bother me, but I can't do that for four nights in a row because, one, my wife would probably divorce me and my get kicked out of my neighborhood because grass is too high.
Well, thank you, Steve. Thanks for listening. I think it has more to do with the number of – I think it has more to do with the length of games and the number of games. Baseball was the number one sport in this country for a long time when it played 154-game or 162-game season. That's part of the allure of baseball. It's a day-to-day thing. There isn't time off. You get a game every day, the fun of following your team. The amount of time it takes to play a game goes up and up and up and up, and that's the time investment that I think fans struggle with. Are you losing interest in baseball? We're going to talk to a guy next hour who is really concerned about that question. Rob Manfred, baseball's commissioner, so concerned that he wanted to play a game in Williamsport this year to reach back out to kids to get them back interested in baseball. What is your interest in baseball like? How has it changed? 412-928-9370. That's also our Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line reminding you to text responsibly. We're Cook and Pony.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.